Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this hump day pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day, another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. I figured out what was going on with my email. It turns out I ran out of space on Gmail. Now, I didn't know that your Gmail space had something to do with my email on my iPhone. It's kind of weird, and it kind of makes me think maybe I need to stop using Gmail and I need to get another email, only because I find that really irritating and annoying. But outside of that, today is another day, and it's another opportunity for you to recognize your star power by reflecting on the reflection in the mirror, where you've been and where you're going to next. You should love your reflection, love where you are, and love where you're going, right? We should start our days off by saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Yes, we can is the idea of saying to yourself, you know, I can learn how to speak, I don't know, Mandarin or Italian or French or Spanish, you know? I can learn how to surf. I can learn how to knit. I can choose a new favorite color. I can decide I want my hair to be straight instead of curly. I can decide I want my hair to be curly instead of straight. Yes, I can decide that I want to have 1 kid, 2 kids, 7 kids, 1 million kids. I can decide that I want to work out at home or I want to work out at the gym. I can decide I want to watch a new Netflix show. Maybe this weekend I'm going to spend the weekend in a house instead of going anywhere. The idea is, yes, you can. You can do things that maybe aren't as easy as some others. And you can try something new if you haven't tried it. You can even change your mind. You can even decide to disagree with people. You can do any of these things. And we should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. You can change your style. You can change your sneakers. You can change your eyebrows. You can get contacts and have different color eyes. You can get glasses. You can change the car you're driving. You can decide that you want to be a homeowner instead of a renter. Yes, you can. Outside of the yes, you can is the never give up. We use that mantra from John Cena, and we take it very seriously. Never giving up means you persevere through difficulty, the darkness, the bad, the worst of the news, the best of the news, whatever the case may be. You find a way to get to the good, right? Because life's not always easy. Typically, life is hard. But you have to find a way to be okay with that and just live. Outside of the never give up, thanks John Cena, it's the why not today. Because procrastination and indecisiveness is not going to get you anywhere. Taking too long to make a decision and taking too long to do something correctly is not the answer, and it never will be. Moving on from the mantra of the day, you got to get the dishwasher fixed and you got to like paint that wall, man. That's what we talk about every day with the why not today. Don't put your life on the back burner. Your life has to be on the front burner. Moving on from today, let's get to the main part of the conversation with some of these headlines. Looks like China is buying up land in the United States of America, and it doesn't seem like the politicians care about that. They have 374,000 acres of land in America, and some of it is near like in a base. It's very upsetting and sad that China is buying all this land and doing all these things and no one cares in America. What do you think is going to happen when they turn the tides and they're in control of our land and we can't eat off of it? Doesn't that seem a little insane? Outside of that, Letitia James is excited about going after Trump's assets, even though it's pretty obvious he can't get a lien for that amount of money that they're going after him for. And that amount of money that they're like attempting to get from him is sort of nuclear. Like he didn't do anything. Why is Fannie still on the case against him? And how many more lies are we supposed to accept? they've made big mistakes when it came to Afghanistan, and there's been a lot of witnesses who have admitted that. And there's a lot of problems with the Biden administration, and now they're trying to appeal to the Spanish crowd, except it's not working. Him playing reggaeton in Arizona and acting like he understands Spanish people isn't the answer. That's not anything that has anything to do with Spanish culture, whether it's from Puerto Rico, whether it's from Venezuela, whether it's from Mexico or Spain or any of these Spanish southern countries in the world, right? It's just disrespectful and it's rude. He clearly has a problem with race and he's unable to hide it, right? Playing Spanish music and pretending like that is your connection to an entire group of people is just disgusting. Now, I don't have anything against anybody, especially with race. I tell you all the time, I see everybody in gray. Like, the idea should be, why aren't we working together? That's the idea. But that doesn't mean that's what everybody agrees with. We need to be very careful that we don't fall for the trap. And I'm not talking about me because I'm Republican and I'm voting for Donald Trump just like I did the last two times. So I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about everybody else listening that lives in the United States of America. If they're willing to sell the land from for our farms, which is what we eat off of, because they're going to come up with some stupid ass synopsis that foreign people are the people that work at these farms and we needed the money for land. Now, the majority of the time that the CCP was buying the land, they didn't have to like deal with anybody noticing it. And today they had a conversation about it and there was questions, but there should be even more questions. Why are we spending all this time debating about getting rid of TikTok? TikTok should have been gone a long time ago. Why are we giving data points for China for American citizens? Half of the country is on TikTok. Now, I don't know anything about TikTok. I don't need to go on TikTok to watch cat videos. If I'm really bored, I guess I could do that on YouTube, but I don't even really like YouTube. So, you know, I just watch my doggy have fun at home. I watch my Benny buddy roll around and have a good time. And that's honestly good enough for me. And my husband Skip's pretty funny. So between Skip and Benny, I don't really need to watch cats run around. But if I was going to do that, I would just go on YouTube. I wouldn't go on TikTok. To me, the idea that I'm giving my data to China is scary. And I don't think a lot of people see it as that. I think they don't see it as any of those things that I'm saying. And that's kind of concerning to me. I feel like America has a lot of problems right now. And when America has problems, the world has problems. And the world definitely has problems. And I know what I'm about to say right now isn't going to sound nice, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because you come here for the truth, not lies. Here it goes. America can't accept all these Haitians in because they're having difficulty with their country. And America should have done something to make it so that these people eating people weren't allowed to take over that country, right? Instead of creating an environment to keep the Haitians in Haiti, now we've created an environment where they're going to come across the border illegally into Florida. No, there's no room. We have enough people here already, and I know that might not sound nice, but there's a correct way for you to become an American citizen, and if you're not going to do it that way, then you need to get deported, because you can't do what people do to come into this country anywhere else around the world, and I don't want to hear Democrats or leftists say, but this is the greatest place to be. If that's the case, then people shouldn't be able to get in here so easily. There should be a deterrent, right? If you want to come into this country, you have to come in legally. If you're not going to come in here legally, you're going to get deported because you are an illegal alien. That is what I'm saying. So, taking into consideration what I just said, the answer to the question should be, how long can this last? China buying up farmland, illegals coming into our country, Letitia James attacking Trump, Biden pretending like he didn't have anything to deal with these corrupt deals that made his money family a lot of money, the DOJ protecting the Biden administration and Biden's family, people pretending like the law doesn't exist in America or any other place around the world, and dictators holding on to power because they don't have anything else to hold on to, because they don't want to deal with the fact that no one likes dictatorships, no one likes autocracy, and no one actually likes progressive values. The idea that you want an open border and you want to live in a gated community, but you don't want the rest of us to live there? The idea that you try to project your stupid message and your DEI crap to black people or minorities, and I'm talking about any minority, and you're able to capture the minds of people that aren't smart enough to understand what's happening, it's despicable. It's just really horrifying that they're attacking Christians, putting doubt in your mind if you believe in Jesus Christ, and telling you what you're not good enough for because you don't want to be subjected to their insanity. Boys cannot be girls. Sure, they can have a surgery and they can pretend in their mind and they can take medication and they can do that. But in reality, chromosomes exist. And when you're messing with the body and doctors and you're becoming a lab rat, you're basically turning yourself into a eunuch. You do understand that your body is not going to operate the way a woman's body does, right? When she becomes pregnant and she produces milk and she produces all these things to protect the child in her body growing in her womb. You do understand that, right? Please tell me you do. I'm tired of us pretending like people can be opposite sex and they can play around with stuff that's not supposed to be played around with. For many, many, many years and decades, it was man and woman and woman and man. And sure, there were other people doing other things, but they were in the silence and they were in the shadows. And I'm not saying if you're gay, you need to be in the shadows and you can't be happy with whoever you're happy with. But I am saying the purpose of marriage is the purpose of marriage. And I'm pretty sure a lot of gay people, even people that have trans feelings, do not want the type of attention that they're getting. Except that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing people overuse their power, and we're seeing a misrepresentation of reality. We're pretending like biology isn't biology, and facts aren't facts. It's upsetting, it's sad, and it's insane, right? And this is Wednesday. There's sanctuary cities that don't have enough common sense to tell the truth to ICE to get these people deported the correct way because they're too busy thinking about voters. But this is going to backfire for the Democratic Party because you are allowing all these bad guys, these mentally ill people from other countries come in here, and you're allowing all these things that shouldn't happen. And the longer you do this, the worse it's going to get. This is Joe Biden's administration, his dirty, corrupted family, and the lying DOJ. These are these leftist judges that want to be on TV and think that they're funny, like the one in the Letitia James case, or even the one in the Fannie case that's scared to actually hold her accountable with the law, right? Do you know what it is to have a law degree? How many more of these situations have to exist when there's people dying for real, being raped and killed by illegal aliens, and we're going to pretend like they're not illegal aliens, and we're going to pretend like they're legal because Joe Biden wants to say that they're the ones that built this country? Joe, do you not understand the history of the United States of America? At the beginning of the United States of America, slaves were brought into the country. So the only people that built this country were those people. Please do some due diligence on Native Americans and African Americans and the Pilgrims. Those were the originators of America. What are you talking about? When you're listening to these people on these news stations that nobody actually listens to, you're losing brain cells. I want you to be smarter. Dear Star, have some common sense. If we continue to give away all these things and require people to use electric cars, but they can't even, barely afford the car they have. How are you going to make me get an electric car? And I don't want that. I live in a place where I don't even know where a charging station is outside of like two places in the entire state. If that's what I'm saying, what do you think other people are saying? How are they going to do this in New York? Have you seen New York? Where are they putting these charging stations in Manhattan? Have you been to Manhattan? Have you been to Upper Manhattan? Have you been to Brooklyn and the Bronx and the South Bronx and Spanish Harlem and Harlem? Have you been in the inner city of New York, Jamaica Harlem? Have you been in New York? Have you been to Staten Island? Have you been to Black Island? Have you been into the outskirts of New York? Have you seen these areas? Where are they putting the charging stations?
Aboard the newest fleet of modern riverboats in America, experience award-winning shore excursions, historical
honestly,
and exquisite regionally inspired.
The more we see, the more we should react.
Visit American Cruise Line.
This stuff isn't going to work. And I know that the Biden administration and I know these crappy politicians want to pretend like what they're doing isn't wrong and pretend like they're not going to have their time in the light. But I'm going to say this before I get into the main part of politics today. Reality is real and lies don't last forever. Everything you're doing when you're potentially going against normalcy to harm people is going to come back for you. Indoctrinating children, indoctrinating elderly, telling young people they can't have kids and buy a house, telling young people that basically all they should do is smoke weed and live in their mom and dad's basement. It's sad. You know how many times I've heard people say they still live with their parents? And I moved out of my parents' house when I was in college, right? I stopped living with my parents at a fairly young age, right? I just jumped into the nethers and took it upon myself to live, right? Get away from, like, move out of the nest. And that's exactly what I did, like many others did too. Taking that into consideration, though, there is an entire generation of kids that aren't going to experience things the way that they should. They're being indoctrinated in college and are not prepared for reality in the real world or the competition. And the competition is smart people that have experience and talent. You go into an interview understanding that you can get the job based on your education and your skill set, and then you get it, right? You don't go into an interview based off of you trying to get in good with the person you're interviewing with. An interview is based off of your resume and your experience and your education. DEI isn't working because I don't want my doctor to be hired by someone like that. I don't know. But moving on from that, let's get to the main part of the conversation. Anti loves the proxy war. And by anti, I mean anti-Americans.
Officials say that the aggressive regulations ensure that nearly 70% of all new car sales will be electric within just a few years. The Trump campaign was quick to respond to the new regulations, saying that it forces Americans to buy expensive electric vehicles and vowed to reverse the mandate on day one of his presidency.
Joe Biden is coming out saying that they're going to force electric vehicles on Americans. By 2050, 70% of Americans are supposed to have electric vehicles by 2050. This isn't going to fly. What did I say at the beginning of the conversation, right? enacting law and making all these things is insane. Did you not see what happened in Chicago where all the Teslas couldn't be charged because it was cold? What is going on here? These people are crazy. But America loves war because that's all they're good at. And when you take the war away from America, America sounds like a hypocritical idiot, like a spoon-fed hypocritical fool. When you don't have someone in power that can't hold power, doesn't understand business, and doesn't understand things, then you have a joke, which is what we have in America. The world is laughing at Biden because Biden is a blithering old fool that can't talk, walk, or see, right? He is a corrupt man, and everybody knows it, and they keep lying about it, but we all know the truth. Woke is broke, and woke is going to continue to be broke. The more I hear these stupid responses and the insane... Honestly, when jobs make you take all these assessments... When stores have to have all this weird shit in their advertisements, when shows on Disney Plus have to do all this woke dialogue and books and fashion and the mall and all this stuff, they have to do all these things to try to attract the minority instead of the majority, then woke is going to go broke just like Bud Light, and Dylan Mulvaney is going to be the exodus of a lot of people. Like, I still have not been back in Target the way I was before, and I never will be again. I don't like the gay, transgender stuff with the nipple rings and all that stuff for kids. And the fact that I had to see that, I didn't like the Christmas ornaments and stuff with the black people and the wheelchairs and any of that stuff too. It's just disrespectful, it's rude, and it's creepy and weird. Right? Stop indoctrinating children. Leave that to their parents. Let their parents guide their children, not you. Even if you're an educator, your responsibility is to prepare these children for the next stage in their educational career. That is your only responsibility. So they can get from preschool to kindergarten, kindergarten to first grade to second grade to third grade, fourth grade to fifth grade, sixth grade to seventh grade, eighth grade to ninth grade, 10th grade to 11th grade, and 11th grade to 12th. Then college, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, then grad school. Then they can go off and become a lawyer, a doctor, whatever they want to be, right? And maybe they don't necessarily need to get a master's, but if you're going to go to grad school, go to grad school. But the point I'm trying to make is woke is broke. And the idea that Biden is trying to make people get electric cars means he wants to lose this election that's about to happen in November. And it's funny. That's all I'm saying. Moving on from that, why didn't Fanny get fired? Because the judge is a idiot. And he wants to get reelected, and he'll do anything to do that. Every time Kamala talks, I lose brain cells. She's an idiot. That's it. Kamala Harris is a complete moron. I don't know what the attraction is for her, but clearly they see one, but I don't know what it is. She doesn't actually say anything important. And when she stands behind Joe Biden, you can tell she like hates him because she wants to be the president. Do you honestly think that Kamala Harris would be a good president of the United States of America if she cannot handle the border and the small things that she's in charge of? Have you seen the border? She's responsible for that. Her and Mayorkas have completely decimated that entirely. Anything that she is responsible for, her and Pete Buttigieg and all these other people that are supposed to be someone glorious to the United States of America, every time they end up destroying something and sabotaging life for Americans, like giving up land to a foreign country and a foreign entity that hates us, you know what it does? It builds a bridge, and the bridge continues to get bigger, and we're on the other side of that bridge, and all of you idiots are on the opposite. And you might have about 10 or 15 people that agree with you, but the majority of them don't know what's going on, and they're completely incompetent. As far as educated young women and men, as far as elderly men and women that have, fought for our country, the hardworking middle class America that gets up every day and goes to work, you're losing it. And Kamala Harris isn't the answer, and she's never been. Moving into the main part of the conversation, updating your home office. You know, you don't have to completely, like, redecorate a room entirely. You could just put a different throw on the chair that's in the room. Maybe if there's a bed, put a different comforter on it. You could get a new poster or a new, office, pen case or something like that. Or, you know, like, if you've got your computer on the surface and you've got one of those, big pads for the desk, you could change up the color. You know, you can move your screens around on your desk and make it whatever way you like. Updating your home office really makes your home office feel like it's something different, and that's really great. Does your bed need an upgrade? I know ours does. So I'm really going to have to check out Casper or Lovesac or any of the places where we need to get a bed, because we definitely need a new one, and this one sucks. The kitchen update. Basically, with a kitchen, you just want to update your utensils or your silverware or your plates. Maybe you even want to get a new dish rack. Maybe you want to move the microwave out the way, or maybe you want to move your devices around to really give it a really big update. Maybe you want to get a new teapot. There's so many things you could do that don't take a lot of space or time or money that really can make a big difference in your house or your apartment or wherever you're living. DC Universe is awesome. I love reading comic books on there. I really didn't know how much I enjoyed comics, so I started reading them and then just getting lost in them. And it was fun to get encapsulated in that world of comics and, like, just being disconnected from social media, being disconnected from devices. I enjoy the fact that I don't have to be connected to that, and I can disconnect from that by getting caught up in comic books, but especially detective comic books. I'm totally a DC girl, and I love everything about detective comics, and it's my favorite obsession right now. Wall art, I feel like wall art is definitely important, and you definitely want to make sure you keep your wall art up to date with whatever style you're going for. It could be like small things, it could be big things, it could be a painting that you made yourself, or it could be something that you found. Now, you don't want to like overspend money. These are things you can find in Goodwill, the Salvation Army, or even Savers, or you could even go online, look at Wayfair or any other like house store and update on your own accord, right? Really change your house around the way you want it to be. And wall art is definitely a way for you to really get that new vibe you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot of time, money, or effort to get something different than what you're used to looking at. Organize your life. If you don't take the time to organize your life, then who's going to? You cannot put things on a back burner. You can't wait for tomorrow. You cannot hold off and do things when you think you're going to have time, because you might not have time. My doctor got changed earlier today, and I was upset about that. I was going to have to cancel my doctor's appointment with her, and now I have to wait even longer to see another doctor. She is pregnant, and I am going to miss her. She is a wonderful, incredible, beautiful doctor, and I'm very sad, but I'm also happy for whatever is next to her on her journey. And we'll see what happens. But you need to organize your life. You need to set up new appointments. You have to call and reschedule things. You have to do things differently. And you cannot wait, because waiting doesn't get anything done. Strength is in you. So use it, be it, and don't hide it. right? Don't pretend you don't have any strengths because you want to seem weak to others. Don't pretend to be somebody that you're not. Find the strength that's in you and be that person. Be brave. Don't be fearful. Don't be scared. Be strong. Some people are going to understand that, and most people aren't. But I got your back. I'm here with you. Together, you, me, they, them, us, and the gray, we're going to take over this world, and we're going to make a difference. Let's move on from the main part of the conversation to watching things. So Dynamite was on tonight, and it was okay. The CEO was on. The King lost one of his belts. No surprise. And there was a bunch of other things that I didn't like. Like, my two faves, Blue Ivy, or whatever her name is, and what's her name, not winning that match. There was a bunch of stuff that I don't know. Wednesday nights is really not my thing, but I'll watch it. Where did Castle Rock go? I don't know, but I wanted there to be a season two of that. That was actually a great show on Amazon. Will Trent, that looks okay, but I don't know if I want to watch it. I don't really watch things that are on TV. I just try to skip them because I don't like the wokeness of them. The All Fun and Games, which looks okay. Amulet, horror movie. The Good Mother, sounds like a horror movie. Inception, I can't remember the last time I saw that, but I want to see it. Goodfellas, can't remember the last time I saw that, but I want to see that too. I also want to see Donnie Bronco, whatever the name of that movie is too. Crime Scene Kitchen. That tells me it's like a show about food, and I haven't figured out what it's about yet, but maybe it'll go on the list. We'll see what happens. Moving on from watching things to eating things, we had buffalo chicken pizza for dinner, and it was pretty good. Dumplings. Do you prefer beef, or do you prefer chicken, or vegetable? Shut up, Skip. Nobody wants to hear you say beef like that. Have buffets gotten better? Yeah, I guess. But we went to this one buffet and it was like $70. And like, shit, for $70, we could have gone to like a steakhouse. I'm not saying the buffets aren't good, but I don't know if they're worth that much. That's kind of like highway robbery. Like, I keep seeing commercials for like these kind of things, but I don't know. Have buffets gotten better? Or have they gotten worse? The decision is up to you. I'm only going to go to a buffet if I know it's like 10 or 12 bucks. And it has food that I actually want to eat at it. Just saying. Do you remember like Ponderosa? There was this old buffet that I can't remember the name of. And it used to be everywhere. And it went out of business. And it had a lot of great foods in it, and it went out of business, but I can't remember the name of it. It did very well. I don't know if buffets are the same the way they were before, but we'll find out. No carbs. We have to get into the habit of eating less bread and less carbohydrates, right? We need to get in the habit of not having so much of these things. Cottage cheese cucumber salad. This is definitely something that you should be looking into having for the summertime or spring. It's definitely light, right? So it's cottage cheese. You chop up cucumbers. You add in like diced tomatoes or pico. Like you make a little bit of pico and you add that in. And then you can add like jalapenos or whatever you want with some olive oil. Tell me that doesn't sound good. It's light and it can be very flavorful too. Finally, I just found this on Pinterest and I definitely wanted to talk to you about it. Enchilada ravioli skillet. So I'm assuming you use the raviolis with an enchilada sauce and you pour that into the oven and you top that with Mexican cheese and you let that bake off for about 35-40 minutes and you take that out and you cut it into pieces. And I think you just made something good. Or you could just make it in a skillet and you put ravioli, the enchilada sauce, and cheese. And you mix it together and I think you'll be very happy. Anyways, my friends, drink water, eat healthy. We want to eat healthy, drink longer water. We want to exercise because we want to live longer and stronger. And we don't want diabetes, we don't want high blood pressure, and we don't want to have heart attacks. So you're going to have to make you're going to have to stride for success here, and you're going to have to get up off your behind, and you're going to have to maybe do some things you didn't want before. There's times where I feel like I don't know if I want to go to a trainer every week, and there's time where it feels like I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to the gym 4 days this week. But even if I'm tired, even if I don't want to go, I still find something within me to get me there. I don't know. My friends, thank you for tuning in to this hump day pod of Born to Be a Star. And I will see you same place, same time tomorrow. Don't forget your star power. You are the light in the darkness, and I see you. Together, brothers and sisters, all of us, every shade of gray, we are not only going to take over this world, but we are going to take over the galaxies of the galaxies of the galaxies. Because we are the beginning, the middle, the end, and everything all together. We were here when they created time. We'll be here when time is done. We are the light of the light of the light, just like Jesus Christ. And nothing can stop us because we'll always have each other. I see you. Tell me you see my light too. We are the illumination of life. And we are never ending, unstoppable, and unapologetically ourselves. Don't forget your star power. You are a star wherever you are, and I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye. Don't forget to be light and be bright.